Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Smith bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one of my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest. She's the president of Bottom Line Publications. Bottomline.com, is that right? Bottom Line?
Bottomlineinc.com.
I always forget the ink.
And you know, I always tell you, for your listeners, if they come to our site, and they go to our store, they get 20% off if they just put the code in radio.
Just put radio. Or that handsome talk show host.
We have a site that lets them to
If you forget radio and you want to type in that handsome talk show host, I think that'll work too. So try that out.
Well,
so,
radio is easier to spell.
Sarah, thank you again for being here. I'm enjoying your publications immensely. Okay, let's talk about what the two candidates might do. What people are doing, what they should do with regard to their investments based on the two mainstream candidates. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's always a really interesting and important thing to do, because people look and say, okay, you know, you're voting for, you know, the humanitarian issues, you're voting for so many different policy issues, but in the end, what do I need to do? What's it going to do to my money? Besides the macroeconomic stuff, I know Trump gave his big policy speech yesterday, but when you get down to it, some of the key areas will be impacted for stocks. So, for example, if Hillary wins, managed care companies and hospital operators are going to do well. There's no question she's going to hold the line with Obamacare.
But aren't those guys not doing so well right now?
We're talking about the stocks. They're not. The insurers aren't doing that well.
The insurers are leaving Obamacare like rats leaving the ship.
They are like crazy. And even Aetna last week announced that they were going to.
Yeah, UnitedHealthcare, they're out of here.
Towing that line. But you know,
you're saying the actual institutions.
You're
saying the institutions.
The managed care companies and the hospital operators, right? Because they're going to continue. You know, they're putting more people in these hospitals. They're putting more people.
But are they going to get? But Sarah, are they going to get paid?
Tax dollars. I think there's no chance she's going to let that thing collapse.
But what I'm getting at is they're already talking about.
Eventually, they're going to run out of pockets.
But they're already cutting. They're already cutting Medicare payments to doctors again.
The doctors
are
getting screwed, but they're still going to medical school.
Yeah, that's
true. Still going.
Golly.
They're not. I mean, it's crazy. The whole thing. Every doctor. You know, I see a lot of doctors often. We have our monthly dinners, and any doctor I ever go to, I always first thing I ask is, "How are you doing? And what do you think of managed care?" They can't stand it.
Oh no, they hate it.
Absolutely can't stand it. But they, you know, Hillary, President Obama, they are oblivious to the reality of the numbers.
Yeah.
Right. Again, even the most diehard insurance companies are saying this is not working for us, and the insurers are sitting in the middle. They're the ones that get the premiums coming and going, right?
Well, and the problem though is, and we didn't want to make this a segment on this necessarily, but the problem is that I don't do business with managed care companies. I do business with with insurance companies. Right? They're the ones I write my check to.
Yes.
If they're leaving, how's that going to help me?
If
they're leaving, how's that going to help me?
It's not. Well, they're basically forcing everyone. They're going to drive everybody to Medicare.
Yeah,
and they're
the single
payer.
Which was the goal all along, wasn't it? Wasn't Obamacare a canard to drive everybody?
It really is.
I said this 7 years ago. I said this is nothing but a failed. They didn't care how it came together. In fact, the worse it failed, the better, because people would throw their hands up and say, okay, adopt me.
Well, so here's the thing. Our company, so we continue to have excellent health insurance for our people. It's really important to me.
Yep.
We pay 100% of their premiums. In 2018, they've got that Cadillac tax coming in.
Right.
I am going to be penalized, 40% penalization, because I care enough about my people to prioritize to take care of them.
Yep.
And they're either going to force me. I pay over $1 million a year for my health insurance.
Wow.
Right. They're going to penalize
me
an enormous amount. I don't think it's 40% on the million. I think it's the upcharge.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they're going to force me to either pay a huge penalty or throw up my hands and go,
what if Trump
gets
elected?
Give everyone a stipend to buy their own insurance.
What if Trump gets elected? He's going to get rid of it, right?
He's going to try to get rid of it, is my understanding.
Yeah.
If Trump gets elected, in terms of the stock area to look at for defense manufacturers, because he's pledged to continue the fight and to on the war on terror, so that strengthening them, far weaker than they've been in years, and his commitment to and energy is going to also favor a lot of energy companies.
So it sounds like what you're saying, I'm trying to be even-handed here, folks, it sounds like what you're saying is Hillary is going to get the government more involved in our lives, and Trump at least wants to grow the economy so we can run our lives ourselves.
That is, in general, the philosophy that's going on.
That's not editorializing on my part. They basically both admit that, don't they?
Well, that's their experience. So Trump is a businessman. He runs a business. Hillary and her running mate have never run a business.
Never
every
made a
source
payroll.
Of money that they have ever allocated has
yeah.
come from taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They have not had to manage a
budget. Or a job that they gave them a credential that allowed them to make money off of somebody else from that government credential.
Right. Yeah. And you and I both know, until you have to stay at night and worry about how that next payroll is coming.
That's right.
And you don't just say to your people, oh, guess what? I decided to cut your pay today because I need to make payroll. And that's essentially what happens with taxes.
I have failed.
You're not going to be able to make money. So, hi, give me a little bit more.
I have fallen short of many of my expectations. But so far, I've never missed a payroll. And that's a badge of honor I hope to carry to my grave.
Without a doubt, but it's not easy on some of those weeks.
Well, I didn't say I got a paycheck every week. That's a different story. Quick break, 10-10, right back with Sarah Hine. I told you we'd have fun when Sarah joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.